Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, October 20th. The grains closed lower with December corn down 6.5 cents, closing at 351. November beans down 6 cents, closing at 975.5. And December wheat down 3.25 cents, closing at 417. Well, good exports brought lousy closes once again, despite the new sales, despite good export numbers on the weekly totals. We went lower. We opened up the day on the firm side in the first minute or two, and then we just fell out of bed. It looks like farmers were willing to sell a higher opening here, and funds didn't cover. So down we went as the farmer selling hit the market. I really thought that we had a chance to get these November beans. We got up to 9.89¾. I thought we had a chance to get them to, you know, 10 bucks and to keep them there for tomorrow when the options expire on the November contracts. That didn't happen. We'd have to rally 25 cents tomorrow. Seems unlikely that we would do that considering today's closes out here. But, you know, anything's possible in these markets. We were lower partially because of the crude oil being down $1.17, partially lower because the dollar is up 38 ticks, well over 98. We're at 98.32 as I speak here. So all that, you know, put pressure on the grains along with the farmer selling. Bean oil is having a lot of trouble up around that 35.60 level. If we close over that, I would say then we're going to extend to higher prices. But without that, it's a little bit iffy out here. The harvest continues to move along. The last day here, today and tomorrow, we could see a few delays with some wet weather out there. But for the most part, I think we're going to be pretty well caught up. I would think that we did enough activity this week to get the corn and beans, you know, up to their averages. Beans may be ahead of average now. Corn should be right at the averages. But, you know, we're still in this cycle, I guess, of what's going to win out. Great demand in the corn on the ethanol side and the export side. Versus the bigger crops, the beans, unbelievable exports versus a crop that, in my opinion, is over 52 bushels per acre out here. So as we get into this harvest and more, and we really see it moving out here, it's hard to think that we can sustain these prices. But if the funds want to cover corn and wheat, we're going to go higher. If they don't, they stay put here. Unless something really changes in South American weather, with another couple of weeks of harvest, we've got a tendency to move lower. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.